The greatest hits of the 70s. Oh, yes, indeedy do, hip fans. No, 95.7, the new KJ. What?
Boy,
well, I was cooking and rolling there. I was smoking. I was worlding.
World-famous Tom Murphy comes back with new attitude.
Yes, well, yesterday I decided I may have gotten buried on this thing, so Murdog is hot today.
Oh, I don't know if I can take it.
Oh, what fun this has been, and so forth and so on. Fine, now I've pretty well taken care of the airplane ticket and the rent-a-car obligations. Nice being here, lovely. Okay.
Norm Gregory back with Tom Murphy, and we have had quite a day. In fact, Tom is going to be recapping the day for us here.
Sleep well anymore, which is kind of too bad because now I'm not doing a morning show anymore.
What, you got up early and started taking notes? What?
No, but I just did tune in to hear Charlie in the Imp.
Oh, yes. And, oh, my goodness.
And it was funny. But, you know, I didn't know that the Imp was, well, as he put it, an undertaker. Well, funeral director.
I knew this, but I had been telling everyone that he was in sales.
Well, I was kind of amused because he says he's a funeral director. What does one do? You put him there. You know what I mean?
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to point out which patches are available.
But I thought the interesting thing was is that, like, first of all, he said, you know, Dr. Kevorkian's right. Now, what the hell kind of a button is that to wear, huh?
Was that, like, inside the toga?
Yes, last night I was appalled. To say the very least, that was one. The other one was when we were having dinner, he kept saying, Tom, why don't you have some extra country gravy on your fries? Like he's trying to get me a cholesterol block that'll set off something.
Now, Tom, when you got the last one out of the way here, just point to me, all right?
Oh, as far as the lines?
Yeah.
That could have been it. I would really like to hear my theme song, if you wouldn't mind, Norm.
Oh, now it's your theme song.
Yes.
Yesterday, when I played Tom Murphy's Introducing Tom Murphy jingle from the early 70s, he went, well, I don't remember that.
Well, I remember it now from yesterday.
So it went from I don't remember that to
it. I want to hear it.
To my theme song.
To my theme. I'm sorry, I tried.
A little glow there.
Yeah, it's been a long time since that sound has emanated from the old bod, I'll tell you. It's been a long time since there's been a reason for that. Oh, boy, I love that. Is it re-cued? Could we do it just one more time? Or? I guess not.
It's going to be a long afternoon, isn't it?
Something's... Why did he scream like that? Why do they do that? The greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7, the new KJRFM. That was from one of the best-selling debut albums.
No, that was the script for the last song.
Oh, all right. That was from Stevie Wonder.
The Atlanta Archer was scheduled for an appearance here at the 70s reunion week, but double pneumonia.
Well, Lan always did stuff big. I mean, most of us would have been happy with single pneumonia. But, of course, Lan, you know, once again, overdoing everything.
Yeah, we had him on the air. Pat O'Day called him up the other morning live in Bonham, Texas. He didn't sound good.
Can I tell a quick Lan story?
Pat O'Day's back. Can we get rid of him? No.
Lan is working for me in Honolulu, and Lan has a girlfriend. She's young. And Lan was driving his motorcycle on Kapi'olani Boulevard, and it was raining, and he hit a particularly wet, oily spot, slid across Kapi'olani Boulevard, and hit a tree, and smacked his head into a tree. He was unconscious for about 8 or 10 hours. He had a broken collarbone, and now he's in the Catholic hospital in Honolulu. And on his second day in the hospital, I get a call from the doctor, where the doctor said, I don't know if you can do anything or not, but he said, Lan is planning on getting married tomorrow morning, and he said, I'm not sure that he's making the right decision. He said he's been heavily loaded with Percodan the last 3 days, and he said, I'm not sure. So I went down to the hospital and talked to Lan, and Lan was just as loony on the drugs the hospital had given him as he could be. But he said, yeah, Pat, I've decided to get married, and we're going to get married here at the hospital. I said, Lan, 3 days ago, before your accident, marriage was the last thing in your mind. It never crossed your mind. But Lan, with a load of Percodan in his tummy and his brain, the next day at the hospital with about 4 or 5 nuns standing around, got married. Now, that marriage didn't last a long time.
I wonder why.
Lan's collarbone healed, and the marriage came apart.
So you're saying now that if the doctor had prescribed something differently down there in Bonham, he might be here today.
He could have been here.
The greatest hits of all time, well, at least of the 70s part. That's my slogan down south.
We get right down to it, Tom. There were no other hits outside the 70s. You know?
Well, I've heard, yes. Here was one that kind of started the 70s.
Just to pass the time.
That's Carol King on KJR FM 95.7, and I missed the song there because I couldn't hear it. So that was why I talked while she was singing, but it's not like you haven't heard this thing 14,000 times.
or more.
Or heard anyone else talk on a vocal here lately.
Probably not that blatantly, though. I was just plowing right through old Carol's opening lines.
I did get email today saying, hey, guys, we're having a lot of fun listening, but don't forget to play the songs.
Oh, did they... Really?
Yeah, somebody wrote me that today.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they fly people in from all over the country so you can hear 10 in a row. You know, that's, come on. You know, you can hear these things forever. You've heard them all before anyway. You know, you own half of them. What's the deal? Well, let's talk about tonight. Did I tip our hand that we're going to talk about tonight?
Well, it's just a little peek at backstage planning of dynamic radio. This is how we do. We actually plan these things, talk about what we're going to talk about.
Well, about 3 seconds ago, we said, we better talk about tonight. Oh, all right, tonight. And then that was when the microphone came on. You're going to have to point to me, you know, like.
Certainly, Mr. Murphy will try to smooth this out.
Well, it's not that I'm, you know, trying to pull a Mr. Murphy from Hollywood. It's just if you don't want, you know, Mr. Murphy from Hollywood talking off-the-air stuff when we're on the air, you better let me know when the mic's on.
I understand.
Okay, I'm glad you've been able to accept this.
So what are we talking about?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight.
First of all, there's going to be one, which I think is encouraging. Secondly, there'll be John Maynard, one of my favorites, Kevin O'Brien, another one of my favorites, and Gary Shannon, all right, another one of my favorites. Well, I think we know where my excitement graph is going,
yeah,
don't we?
Oh, it's back again, Murphy excitement graph.
Right into the green.
Yeah. Where is it right about now, Tom?
Well, it depends on what you're going to do next. When I had an engineer, they used to point to you, show you a little courtesy, and say, hey, bozo, you're on. Oh, now I'm getting attitude here. Wow.
70s reunion week continues on the new KJR-FM, and it is getting bigger and bigger here. John Maynard has just joined us.
Norman.
How
Sweet
you doing,
Thomas.
John?
How are you, John?
I saw you in a street corner the other day, Norm. You're looking good. And Sweet Thomas, I haven't seen you for so long. Why, you haven't changed at all.
Fighting gravity and time by yourself.
Let's lay down the ground rules right now, John. This is how this works. Nobody makes any comments about physical changes over the last 25 years, and we get along just fine.
It's worked so far, right up until he came in.
Well, no, that's fine. I brought some moisturizer bars. It's going to be fine. I come in peace.
Because he has this idea. He still looks like he did 20 years ago. Like, I didn't know who he was. I said, hey, who's the guy with the hair out there?
No. Well, you know.
Charlie Rich or something. But I didn't know what was going on with us.
But pigment impaired.
Oh.
Pigment impaired
hair.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Well, on the other hand, the hair is still there. You can color it, but it's hard to replace it.
Well, you're rolling, Thomas.
Well, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Okay.
Sure.
Norm?
Don't look at me.
Hi, Norm.
No, I don't care about hair anymore. I'm beyond hair.
Yeah, and the Emperor, you know, see what he's trying to do.
I don't know what he's behind. He's behind reality. The Emp will be back tomorrow morning.
Did you get to hear any of the Emp this morning, Sam?
I saw a picture of the Emperor. So I'm getting off the plane in his little Emperor gown.
Did anyone actually learn
his lesson when they booed him out of Husky Stadium in 72 when he was wearing
a football crowd all beard up, and then you got a guy wearing a toga. Now, hello. What promotional genius lined that one up?
70s reunion week continues on the new KJR-FM. We're going to regroup. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes.
We're doing fine. We don't need to regroup. Oh, that's good. It's your station, Norm. You go ahead.
I'll be the judge of that.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I just had a thought.
Finally at 5:10.
Well,
Tom's been here since 2.
I'm thinking about the old Emp, you know, and like only the good die young. Emp wants their names, you know.
Yeah, the Emperor's current position in Florida.
Too rough?
A
little rough? Oh, okay. Well, let's take that one back.
Funeral director.
Oh, we're alive?
Yeah, we're on the air, Tom.
Oh, Lord.
He's a funeral director?
He is. Yeah. And explain that, Tom, what a funeral director is again.
Well, it's a guy that says, put it over there.
Yeah.
How's Lan?
Lan has double pneumonia.
Are they going to be working together again?
I was...
Not unless Ben wants to go to Jackson.
How'd you like to spend eternity with the Emp?
and all of a sudden, I'm getting the bad lines reviews.
No. I think that's a super deluxe package. You don't get to spend eternity. I've cost you extra.
No,
the regular package is you go by yourself.
You're listening to continuing coverage of KJRFM's 70s Reunion Week.
Here's...
Hi, this is Tom Murphy on KJR. I was here in the early 70s, and I'm very happy to be a part of the 70s Reunion Week. Now, this evening, following our big broadcast, Norm, what do we have in store for all the folks at home?
John Maynard.
Oh.
Who was a nobody back in the...
Well,
but still, since he's somebody now, you know. He's somebody now, so he was invited.
I hear he turned out very well.
Kevin O'Brien.
Yes, Kevin O'Brien will
young
be here.
Young Kevin and Gary Shannon will all get together tonight and review KJR's History of the 70s.
It could be a broadcasting moment to be treasured by future generations. The greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7, the new KJR-FM. Enjoy me, folks. I think I'm just about running out of time here, so I think that's about it.
Well, I don't know. You're coming back tomorrow?
No, I'm not invited back tomorrow. No, Kevin does the afternoon tomorrow because he did afternoon.
Oh, we're looking forward to young Kevin.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, of course, he'll do fine. I told him that the first time, and he did fine. He said, Tom, do you think I'll do fine? I don't know. That was my... He took that as a yes, I guess.
We're going to pump a guy's confidence up.
Hey, Kevin, I have an old Kevin O'Brien tape.
Looking forward to hearing it.
I know. It won't take long.
The music is very precious. You don't want to...
Oh, I wouldn't...
Okay.
No, I wouldn't...
Tom Murphy, John Maynard is here. Kevin O'Brien, Gary Shannon.
It's been one of my things, not to interrupt.
I'm Norm Gregory. The room is loading up.
If you come in too soon on a record, you know, that's premature announcement, and I don't want to suffer.
Premature announcement. 70s reunion week continue on the new KJR-FM.
All right, then, what's this?
This is Steely Dan. Greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7, the new KJR-FM.
Teach your children well.
70s reunion week.
Put them in private school. That's our credo down there, anyway. I don't know about here. But I'm just going along, you know. Whenever you want to roll another tune, Norm, it's fine with me.
No, I just
keep talking until I hear him sing or not, depending
on whether the
headphones are turned on.
The tunes have come to an end.
This is it for me, isn't
it?
So I have to say goodbye. I have to thank people. Thank you, folks, for being so accommodating. Thank you, Norm, for your wonderful efforts over there from the technical side. The legendary Jerry Kay does not want to be seen with me any longer.
Oh, I thought you had a tribute for Jerry.
Well, I just wanted to say that Jerry was one of the very first people that I... Well, actually, the first person I met here was Larry Lujack, who was so accommodating when I came in the first night, said, there are the records, there's the microphone, there are the commercials. Good luck, kid. And went in the other room. That was the last I saw of him.
And he hasn't changed a bit.
No, he's...
Well, except he's got $7 million.
Yeah, now he has a big big lot in Santa Fe.
Yeah, and we've got cardboard belts.
Yeah, this is kind of a soy.
We showed him. We did invite him to the reunion.
And he, of course,
I bet he's steamed. Really steamed.
Spent 15 minutes telling you why he didn't want to be here. But anyway, I appreciate it, Norm. It was a lot of fun to be on the station, and thank you for inviting
me. It was wonderful.
And you listeners out there, I'm sorry about, a lot of the stuff, but it just, you kind of...
You can't help yourself.
I just say it, and then I kind of wish I had it back.
Did you get some money for doing this?
No. But I bought a millennia. Yes, a rental millennia.
Tom Murphy, everybody. It was really great, Tom.
Hi, this is the world-famous Tom Murphy telling you that Saturday Night's Party at the Regency Bellevue is going to be something not to be believed. Am I hogging?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'll move aside.
Very well. And I'm Gary Shannon, and if you don't show up, I'll take it personally because I can't take rejection.
I'm Jeff Rogers, and we all love you. Please come.
Call Ticketmaster at 628-0888.
Otherwise, we paper the house.
Or the Emperor will come over to your place.
That's right, and that is a frightening prospect. There's no question about that. We'll see you all Saturday night, won't we, Big Norm?
Yes, the 70s reunion celebration tickets include dinner and dancing to the music of the Magic Bus.
Hey.
Yeah. More 70s fun at the High Regency Bellevue. Call Ticketmaster at 628-0888.
It's the greatest hits of the 70s.
95.7, the new KJR-FM.